And a good Friday morning. That sound means it is time for This Week in Real Estate, providing valuable information about subjects that are important to you in the real estate world. Here's Bob Zadora with the Z Team.
Good morning, Mike. Once again, we're here with This Week in Real Estate. This week, I have Jesse Gillum from Target Inspection Services. He's a home inspector, one of our local home inspectors here in the area, and I thought that he would be able to provide information that you as a seller, buyers obviously, would find useful to have that information. We won't let anybody buy a house without it being inspected, and if they don't want it inspected, I got a little release form that I have them sign saying that Bob told me to get the home inspected, but I didn't want to because things come back later and they bite people and they go, well, we didn't know. That's why we get homes inspected. Jesse, maybe you could tell us how long have you been a home inspector?
Good morning, Bob. I've been a home inspector since October of 2019, so 4 years now.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you've been, how many homes have you think you've inspected?
Somewhere between 1,300 to 1,500 homes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you've got good experience then?
Yes, sir.
So you've seen a lot of things. You've been many places. You've seen many things, I'm sure.
I've definitely been in all the nasty holes and places that you can get in a home.
Yep. Because you're doing everything from the chimney all the way down to the basement and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, look at everything from the top to underneath and inside and out that's accessible. We don't get into moving personal objects or really dismantling things. It's things that are readily accessible that we try to look at. But everything that's readily accessible is generally reported on one way or another.
Sure. So like all the electrical outlets are accessible, but if they've got a big, huge sofa or something blocking the one wall, you're not going to get to that. You're not going to get in there and give yourself
Correct.
A hernia trying to move things so you can see whether that outlet's wired properly or not. And the importance of having a home inspection, what do you think is what do you see as some of the main things?
The biggest thing that I see day in and day out with homes and issues, it all comes back to moisture issues.
Uh-huh.
Drainage around the home, you know, whether it's water runoff from the roof, or just, you know, negative grading towards the home, crawl spaces that do not have vapor barriers down or to properly protect, you know, the floor structure from rising moisture underneath the house. Moisture is my opinion, is the number one enemy to a home.
And that's the one people, it kind of sneaks up on them, they don't really see it, because it's not just the moisture outside, but how many times have you looked at a shower, for example, and you push the tile and the tile goes because they didn't realize they had a little leak behind the in some of the fixtures.
Absolutely. It happens a lot. I have thermal imaging cameras that I use on the backside of showers specifically for that.
Well, that's a good idea.
Because the wall don't always necessarily get soft, but it doesn't mean that there's not a problem inside that wall that somebody can't see.
Yeah, and shower pans where you get in the basement and you look up and you find things like that. And moisture, I would agree that I think the number one problem that we find with people is moisture issues in one form or another. And then the next is electrical issues.
Yes, electrical issues. Most of the electrical issues come back to a code type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Things have updated over the years, you know, and not people don't always go in and update their homes, you know, to follow code. And when I say that, I'm talking about things like GFCIs and stuff like that in proper places, you know, making sure that they're in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the garage, on the exterior of the home. With electrical, most of the time it comes back to just sheer safety stuff.
Yeah, things that aren't grounded properly, even with the electronics now that we have in the homes, not having the wiring in there correctly, having it reverse polarity, that can be a big issue and you can hurt your electronics.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, anytime that, you know, something isn't grounded, we do live in an area where, you know, a lot of the houses are older. They've been updated. Doesn't mean all the wiring's been updated though. And you definitely want to protect those precious electronics.
And the importance of ground fault outlets or ground fault breakers in the box to help compensate for some of that.
Yes.
Really can't be overstated. It's very important that your safety is number one. And you check for smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors?
Absolutely do. You know, we want to see those in every bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And then in every common space. So they need to be there. And also, I mean, the time change is coming up here in a week or two.
Right.
It's time to check those batteries.
Exactly. You know,
make sure those batteries are good and get those things changed out.
Exactly. That was going to come up in the next couple of weeks in the show because that is so important for people. How do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 870-404-1363. You can call or text that number.
Yeah.
Or you can find us, our website is targetinspectionservices.com. We have online scheduling available there as well.
Well, that's good. That's good. So people can kind of pick when they're good to go and works into your schedule too.
Absolutely.
Okay, about what does it cost to get a home inspected?
Home inspections in our area range between $350 and $400. Just depends on the inspector, kind of depends on where it's at. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the price just generally goes up from there. I base my prices on square footage of the home and then distance from mountain home as well.
Yeah, because with the gas way it is, you kind of got to get mileage worked into there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, just say thank you. It's been great having you on here, and I appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
So, Bob, let's shift gears and talk about this week in real estate. Let's run down this week's numbers.
This week in real estate, there were 46 new listings came on the market, 5 commercial properties, 16 parcels of land, 25 homes came on the market, ranging in price from $24,000 to $850,000. There were 34 sales. 29 of those were homes. Those 29 homes sold in a range of $32,000 to $670,000. Average sale price this week was $239,000 with 87 days on market. 9 properties expired, 26 had price changes. Currently, there's 284 homes listed on our MLS right here. Year-to-date comparison for this year, there's been 886 homes have sold for $202 million. Average sale price this year is $229,000 with 86 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,006 homes that sold for $222 million. The average sale price last year was $221,000 with 79 days on market. So we're seeing that market continue to move forward. Last year, as the rates were going up, people were buying anything that they could get their hands on. This year, with the rates as high as they are, they're kind of giving things a second look to see, do we really want to do this or not? And sellers are running into the situation of, do we really want to sell or not? And take on that bigger note. Mortgage rates have made a big impact nationwide, and that's what we deal with because the number of people who come here are coming here from other places. And if they can't sell their house where they're at, they're not buying them here. We see people from all over the country. We see people from, obviously, our number one state is probably Texas, but we get them from California and Colorado, New Jersey, Florida, all over, and they come here because of what we have. This is God's country, and we sell quality of life is what I tell people. You know, you can buy 3 bedrooms, 2 baths in a lot of places, but you can't buy the quality of life that we have here, our schools, our hospital, the library, the university. Join us next week as we continue on with our journey with This Week in Real Estate. In the meantime, if you have real estate questions, you want to call Linda. She's at 870-405-0793. Check out our website, retiredtoarkansas.net. If you come into the office, ask for the Z team. If you call the office for some reason, you didn't call 870-405-0793, ask for the Z team and they can connect you right over to Linda's phone. This is what we do. We got the whole team here, myself, Linda, Sam McMaster, Reese Tubbs, Darlene Clark, and April Bentley. We are the Z team and we're here to serve you and help you find the right home for the right time of your life.